Today, your role as a fiduciary, if you sit on an investment committee or a board where you're making investment decisions, and what that process should be like, and the things that you need to do to do the right thing to be a fiduciary and a shepherd of other people's assets. The ERISA Act passed in Labor Day 1974, and the ERISA Act was the act that governed the way pension funds should be invested, and was the first thing that really laid out what those fiduciary responsibilities were. And as all litigation or all laws, the Congress passes a law, then the regs are written, and then the litigation really defines kind of the parameters what that law meant. And the litigation around ERISA, when people have been sued for a breach of fiduciary responsibility, has really come down to not did they make an investment decision where the investment made money or lost money, but did that, what was the process that was taken to evaluate the investment and to do research on it. In most of the cases where people have lost money, if the process was in place where they did the research, they documented that process, the fiduciaries have been found not liable in most cases. So I'm going to talk about building that process and what you need to do. As I say, successful long-term investing takes patience and discipline, and on top of that, some research. So there's a process that fiduciaries need to go through, that develop an idea of the mission of the organization, what the objectives are of the pool of capital, what the investment policy should be. And the investment policy statement is one that really should be formed as a consensus of your board or your investment committee, not the loudest person on the committee or the richest person on the committee. Really, it should reflect the views of everybody there.